we, most of us know, and as I mentioned earlier, we've come to the end of study in the book of Nahum, the seventh of the minor prophets. And we noted that Nahum, as along with Habakkuk and Zephaniah, have this much in common, that they did labor in the 7th century was God's messenger to bring a message to the empire of the Assyrians, to the city particularly of Nineveh, their capital city, their stronghold. And again, this was the great power of the ancient world. This was the great power existing in this period of time. And Nahum is and the fall of Nineveh itself, because the fall of the prophet of name of Noaman. And the question is asked, are you better than Noaman that was situated by the river, that is the Nile, that had waters around her, whose wall was the sea? Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength. Egyptian, which was by the Assyrians, defeated in war by the Assyrians in 64 AD. Took place 12 BC. So what do you have? Some 50 some odd years. Those two dates, 52 years or so between the fall of Thebes and the fall of the capital city of a message of the judgment of God. Probably Nahum preached this message to Judah. He preached this message to his own people for their encouragement, that they would know that God are safe, and likewise many. And so the security of the Assyrian kingdom is spoken up the road as you get closer to the year of its eventual demise in 612 BC. But now they're at their strength. They're at the point of their power. Great security. The peoples they conquered kind of a ministry. Now, I want to say hard to Thank you.